You ever get that that little pang of worry when you're about to leave your pet somewhere?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, whether it's just for the day, a daycare, or even if it's just for grooming, like, are they gonna be okay? Are they gonna be stressed out? All those things that as pet owners we worry about,
Oh,
right?
totally. You're entrusting them to someone else's care. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So today we are diving deep into the world of Pink Dog Spa Incorporated, out of Boxborough, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And it's not just about a business succeeding. It's about a whole philosophy of how to care for pets.
Right.
And we've got this great article from the BDB,
Yes.
that's the Better Business Bureau.
Eastern Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont, to be precise.
Yeah, they did this really cool thing called Behind the Business.
I love that series. Yeah.
And Pink Dog Spa was featured. So obviously they're doing something.
You're doing something very right.
So what we want to figure out is, what is it about Pink Dog Spa? How they grow so much? And why is this whole idea of low stress pet care so important, not just for the pets, but for the owners too?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So Pink Dog Spa was founded back in late 2016.
Late 2016, that's right, by Karina Ramos and Nancy Wyrudski.
Karina and Nancy. And okay, I love this. They started out super scrappy,
Yeah.
used equipment,
Craigslist.
Craigslist, tiny little space.
750 square feet rented in West Acton, Massachusetts.
That's dedication right there.
That's entrepreneurial spirit.
It really is. So, okay, tell me about this whole concept, daycare style grooming. I am intrigued.
So traditionally, you think of grooming, and it's like, okay, you drop your dog off, it gets put in a crate, it waits its turn, it gets groomed, you pick it up.
Yeah.
And sometimes the dog's a little traumatized by that.
Yeah.
So what Pink Dog Spa does is they try to avoid crating unless it's absolutely necessary.
No.
They have this whole philosophy of play and socialization. The dogs get to kind of romp around and have fun,
I love that.
and then they get groomed. So it's like a much more relaxed,
Oh, I see.
yeah, less stressful
Like they're
experience.
going to, a fun place, and then, oh, by the way, we're also going to make you look good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So smart. And there's this great quote in the article from Karina. She says, "Every pet is different, and that's something we embrace wholeheartedly. We take the time to analyze each pet individually, learning their personality, understanding their needs, working closely with their owners to ensure we provide the best possible care." That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's not just a cookie cutter approach.
Yeah.
They really take the time to understand each animal, their quirks, their personality, what makes them comfortable, what makes them stress.
Like my dog hates the hairdryer.
Right.
So they would note that and maybe try to do something different.
Exactly. Maybe use a towel, maybe let them air dry a little bit more, find a way to make it work.
It's like a personalized spa experience, but for dogs.
I love it.
So starting from that tiny space, they've grown like crazy.
They have. Tell me about it.
So they're now in Boxborough. They've got a place in Sudbury.
Okay.
Both of those offer grooming and daycare. They also have a pet resort in Harvard,
Wow.
Massachusetts. And this is the really big one. They expanded into South Florida in 2022.
That is a big jump.
It is a big jump.
Across the country.
Exactly.
That's really impressive.
It really is. And Karina actually talked about that in the article,
Okay.
making sure that as they expand, the quality stays the same,
Yeah.
adapting to a new market, but keeping those core values
And the
there.
standards, right.
Exactly.
Like it's so easy to like expand and then things slip.
Right.
But it sounds like they are really, really committed to making sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, what is it about this business that's so motivating for them? What's the driving force behind this? Well, Karina mentioned, I love this quote. She talked about seeing nervous dogs come in and then over time learning to trust them and eventually greeting them with wagging tails.
Oh.
Right? It's like, it's not just a job, it's about making a difference in these animals'
It's
lives.
making a difference in their lives, but it's got to be so rewarding for Karina and Nancy too.
Oh, absolutely. To see that transformation,
Yeah.
it must be incredibly fulfilling.
And their goal, they actually say this in the article, is to create happy pets and confident owners.
Yeah, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, because if your pet's happy, you're happy.
Exactly. You know they're well taken care of. You don't have to worry.
Exactly. So they're doing so much more than just, running a business. They're really involved in the community.
Yeah, they are. They work with police departments, animal control, pet rescue organizations,
Wow.
grooming rescued dogs, giving them temporary care, you know, really going above and beyond.
That's amazing. That is so cool.
It is. And I think it speaks to, you know, a deeper sense of purpose.
You know, it's not just about the bottom line.
No.
It's about being part of this bigger community,
wow,
you know, of animal lovers, of people who care about animal welfare.
So now I'm curious, tell me a little bit more about these amazing women who founded this amazing business. Let's start with Karina.
Okay, so Karina Ramos, over 23 years of experience working with animals.
Wow.
Which is huge. But not only that, she has a background in biological sciences.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So she's got like the science mind.
She does.
And the animal lover heart.
And the business sense.
Oh.
The article even talked about her research experience, you know, that analytical mindset that she brings.
That's so cool. So it's not just like, oh, we love dogs. Let's, you know, start a business.
Right.
It's like, let's really think about this, how to do it right.
Exactly. Make informed decisions.
And then Nancy, what's her story?
Nancy Wyrebski. Equally impressive. Over 2 decades of experience.
Wow.
And get this, she was a veterinarian in Brazil.
Oh my gosh, so they've got the whole package covered.
They do.
Between the two of them.
Karina brings the business side, the scientific side.
Yeah.
Nancy brings that deep veterinary knowledge.
That's incredible.
So she helps guide the team in understanding pet behavior, health, you know, all those really important aspects.
So she's probably like refining their protocols and making sure everything is like top notch.
Absolutely. For safety, for hygiene, for wellness. I mean, she even said, I love this quote from the article, I help with our approach to handling pets, ensuring they receive the best possible care in a stress-free environment. Like, that's their mantra.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got to be reassuring for pet owners, too.
Oh, for sure.
To know that, like, there's an actual vet on staff.
Absolutely.
Who's, like, helping to create this whole environment.
Yeah.
So they're in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly love Massachusetts.
They do. They talk about the sense of community, especially among pet lovers in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
That love and care for animals that they feel is really strong in the state.
I mean, it's true. You go anywhere in Massachusetts, there's dogs everywhere.
Dog parks, dog beaches, dog-friendly restaurants.
Dog-friendly breweries, dog-friendly everywhere.
It's amazing. And you can tell that Pink Dog really aligns with that, you
know?
Yeah. That same kind of ethos.
And you know what else is cool? They've been accredited by the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, since 2018.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
It is. That means they meet those high standards for ethics and like customer service and all that.
Responsiveness to complaints, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So they're not just taking good care of pets. They're taking good care of their business too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Pink Dog Spa, what do you think are like the biggest takeaways, the things people should remember?
I think for me, it's that they've really hit on something special with this daycare style grooming.
Yeah.
Addressing that stress, that anxiety that pets often feel in a traditional grooming environment.
And the individualized care.
Yes.
That's huge. It's not one size fits all.
Absolutely. They really get to know each animal.
And the fact that, like, the founders have this incredible combined expertise.
It's amazing. The science, the business acumen, the veterinary knowledge, it's all there.
It's like a dream team.
It is.
For pets.
Yeah.
And of course, that community involvement.
You can tell they really care.
They really do.
It's not just about the business. It's about being part of something bigger.
So for you listening, if you've ever felt that, like, worry, you know, when you're leaving your pet, or if you wish there was a place that really gets your pet, Pink Dog Spa's story is like, it's a great example of what's possible when you put the animal first.
It really is.
And it makes me think this whole idea of understanding individual needs, prioritizing well-being, building trust, these aren't just things for pet care, right?
Right.
Like, what if other businesses, even beyond pets, adopted those same principles?
That's such a good point. I mean, imagine a world where every service you interacted with was that focused on your individual needs and well-being, you know?
Yeah, and building that trust, like, it would change everything.
It would change everything.
Food for thought.
Food for thought, indeed.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.